Style Lesson 6, Discovering Improvisation. In this lesson, we will be singing scales over chord progressions. This is the key to creativity and the path to becoming a great artist and potentially, if you're not already, even becoming a songwriter. In this lesson, you will hear several singers improvising. On each of the chord progressions, none of the singers have listened to each other, so they're all doing their own thing. Listen as different singers will use words, humming, or vowels to express themselves. That is, whether they use vowels, humming, words, or scatting patterns, short, simple phrases, each of our singers does a different thing without hearing what the other singers are doing. So you're going to hear completely different styles of improvisation. What this will do is open your mind to multiple possibilities so that you will not be bound to singing one style where you're only singing trills, or only slides, or only certain vowel sounds, certain tones. The idea is to change the height of the larynx for different textures, tones, colors, for different effects. And remember, there's music in the rest. So when you do these exercises, don't simply fill up all the spaces in the chord progression with notes. Remember, it's the subtlety in between the notes. Otherwise, in Queen's We Will Rock You, the drummer could have felt insecure with boom, boom, ksh, boom, boom, ksh. What if the drummer said, "Nah, man, I need more boom, ba-da-da, ba-da-ba, ba-ba, ba-da-ba, ba-boom, ba-ba." This is what I hear with many singers. They hear a chord progression that says, and they have to say, "Whoa, yeah, 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 yeah." Ugly, self-absorbed, and it's not music. So as you're singing along with the chord progressions or the demonstration singers, realize that these extremes are temporary and not the norm. This is only so you can let go. Each singer is here to inspire you to do something cool with your own style, but not using one singer to imitate. If you have a strong enough musical background, you may be able to write out the exact note patterns, form various licks, trills, and melodic riffs. But don't let the intellectual side of this intimidate you. Many of our favorite artists are, in fact, people that learn to just feel it and let go. Also, realize that each day, your creativity is going to change. It depends on your mood, your energy level, your daily experiences, self-consciousness, listening habits, left to right brain connection. Now, a lot of people have a hard time connecting left and right brain. They will sing either from the intellectual side and sound boring and perfect, or too much emotional and too far out. And so, what I'm going to show you is a series of exercises that will connect the creative side of your brain, that is, the right brain, to the intellectual side, the left brain, through a series of these exercises.